Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, we've been looking at Paul's letter to Timothy, aspects of it, in particular, Paul's assertion in the face of a church that's really struggling in different ways, that it's in a state of crisis, and that he's writing to Timothy to help him solve a fundamental problem that's in the life of the church at Ephesus, where Timothy is leading the church. And as I mentioned all week, what's at the heart of it is false teachers, false shepherds, who are leading the flock away from the fundamental truth about who Christ is and what the church is, and leading them away from the fundamental certainties that Paul in the letter reasserts. And he wants to strengthen Timothy, and then he gives him guidance and pastoral assessment of the situation that the church is living through at the time, and helps him bring about kind of the right order. And at the heart of it, we've been looking at a couple of the beautiful passages where Paul makes clear, and something that we have to have clarity on, is Jesus Christ is the reason for everything. He's the center. He's the Lord. He's the one Savior of the world. And I've talked quite a bit about it this week. I want to also take it up today. We ended yesterday's program, if you had a chance to tune into it, looking at a recent letter that Pope Leo sent to the bishops in the Amazon. And he was reminding them of the fundamental mission to not, in a sense, to not forget to preach Christ, to preach the gospel. And that's for the salvation of the people in the Amazon. Everyone needs to know Jesus. It's not an act of cultural appropriation. It's not anything like that. It's communicating the fundamental saving truth that the church literally was brought into existence to communicate and to make it possible, the preaching and the sacraments and the life of the church, to bring people to, as St. Paul himself said in the Acts of the Apostles, as he's talking about his own conversion, his own testimony, what happened when he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus and the light of Christ and his glory and his majesty overwhelmed Paul, and Paul fell to the ground. And the Lord told him, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles, to those who don't know God. They don't know what the Jewish people knew, the chosen people who had the commandments and other things. I'm going to send you to them. And here's what Paul records. Here's what Paul said Jesus told him directly. For what purpose is he sending them? He said to bring them from darkness to light and from Satan to God, that they might be able to join those who by faith will reach eternity, reach salvation, reach the share in the glory of God. I mean, that's a summary of the condition that no religion can deal with on its own merits, so to speak, its own resources, its own teaching, its own wisdom. It's limited. Even with what they have is good, it's not salvific. It doesn't save. It doesn't bring them from darkness to light fully, because the light is God himself. It's Christ. It's coming into Christ. It's the new life that's in Christ. A life is being passed on. The life of the resurrected humanity of Jesus Christ. The new creation that exists beyond darkness and death. It's in a person. And that life is what gets transmitted. That's why the church is, that's salvation. Bringing people from darkness to life and from Satan, he means slavery, the demonic powers that are in the world, that the human race is under because of the world of flesh and the devil. Bring them from Satan to God. Bring them home to God. Jesus brings us all the way home to God. That's eternal life. That's what's on offer. That's what's at stake. And clarity is absolutely critical. And then referring to Pope Leo's letter to bishops in the Amazon, reminding them, yes, you know, pay attention to the home of the Amazonians, and to respect that, right? And to respect dimensions of their history, and to walk with them, and to fight for justice on their behalf, and things like that, and being carefully taking care of the environment. These things are real. But the point of his letter is saying, do not forget, preach the gospel. the good news of Jesus Christ. Because if you fix the Amazon and troubles in the Amazon, and people die apart from Christ, they die eternally separated from God. That's really what the church means. That's what the church understands, when she's healthy, that is. One of the documents I referred to yesterday is Dominus Jesus. St. John Paul II and Cardinal Ratzinger at the time, working at the Sacred Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, put that document together, and they addressed what they call maladies that are growing in the church. And essentially, there's a whole list of them. And in summary, it's a little bit like what, as I said yesterday, what Paul and Timothy are discussing, what Timothy's facing: false teachers within the church who are speculating, who are conjecturing, who are turning away from the certainties, as Paul describes them, that were given to us through the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel. And they are confusing, distorting, dividing, and mostly they're false teaching. They can't produce life. They're leading people back into darkness. Because the eternal consequences and the eternal gift, the new life, friends, this is what the church is most concerned about. There's a cardinal a number of years ago, he'd written with this similar kind of concern, and he wanted to put into right order the church's commitment to helping improve people's lives, of the poor, to be concerned about human development, and that human beings have resources to food, water, food, good order, good political structures, that they're not being taken advantage of in different ways, to have a heart for the immigrant, to have a heart for those who are poor and need help, and to see them with dignity as our brothers and sisters who have a share in the goods of the world. Because we don't own the world. God made the world. And God made the world for all of us. So there's this very wise teaching, you know, the social teaching of the church, that is a very important part of the church's mission. But for some teachers in the church today, that's the essence. Because somehow they've come to the place to say, well, you know what? In terms of the spiritual side, in terms of their ultimate destiny spiritually, they're on the right course. They're really, as long as they're faithful to what they know of religion and whatever light God has given, that's all going to be taken care of. What we need to do is to really help them on all these other levels here, concrete levels on the earth, and not be worried too much about eternity, because that's not really in play for them. They're on their way. They're one of the religions that is a pathway up, as I've said many times this week, the mountain where we all get to the top and everything's happy. Christianity is one of those, Islam's one of those, Buddhism's one of those, you name it. The religions of the Amazon are one of those. And so there's just a serious misunderstanding or rejection that's going on that does have eternal consequences. And this cardinal that I was mentioning described, he said, you know, there's the charity of bread, he called it, the things I'm describing here, that the church is quite concerned about in terms of caring the poor. But what is most important and what precedes it and what accompanies it is the bread of truth, the truth about God, a truth about his Son, the truth about the human condition, the absolute need for salvation that every single person has, and the complete certainty that the church has that Jesus is the one who comes to save and no one else can do it. He's the one Savior of the world, as the apostles proclaimed, and as the saints throughout history and the church proclaimed and continues to do. It's very easy to get lazy in the church. You know, everybody's basically nice. Nice people go to heaven. We don't have to worry about the stuff that you sometimes hear from preachers, that kind of an attitude. That's very much out there in the world, and it's terrible. What should be burning in the heart of every Catholic and every Christian is a deep love for neighbor that is expressed, the highest level you can express it, is to desire what God desires for them, the gift that God gave, the Father gave to them, the one who made them and formed them in the palm of his hand. He gave his precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross and made it possible for us to share in the life of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that has existed from all eternity. Jesus is the most important gift. He is what every human being needs the most. I don't care how together people look. I don't care how successful they are or how much they don't think they need anything other than what they have and possess on their own resources. That's a delusion. And everything they have, God gave them anyway, but that's just kind of a side note. God the Father knows we need to be saved. God sent his Son to save us. He died on a cross, shed his blood, rose from the dead, gave us new life in the Spirit so that we could share in the one life that will be forever, in the kingdom that will be forever. I want to just end this week and today's program with a quote from Dominus Jesus. I believe this is paragraph 15. And it's just filled with every kind of word. It seems like in one big paragraph, they could kind of muster up to help describe the total, absolute uniqueness of Jesus. I'm just going to read through it slowly because this is the mind and the heart, really, of a Christian. This is a renewed mind. In this sense, one can and must say that Jesus Christ has a significance and a value for the human race and its history, which are unique, singular, proper to him alone, exclusive, universal, and absolute. So the church is very clear. He's talking about Christ has a significance and a value for what? For the whole human race and all of human history. And they begin to describe it this way. It is unique, it is singular, it's proper to him alone, exclusive, universal, and absolute. Jesus is, in fact, the Word of God made man for the salvation of all. In expressing this consciousness of faith, the Second Vatican Council teaches this. The Word of God, through whom all things were made, was made flesh, so that as perfect man, he could save all men and sum up all things in himself. The Lord is the goal of human history. He's the focal point of the desires of history and civilization. He is the center of mankind. He's the joy of all hearts and the fulfillment of all aspirations. It is he whom the Father raised from the dead, exalted and placed at his right hand, constituting him judge of the living and the dead. It is precisely this uniqueness of Christ which gives him an absolute and universal significance, whereby, while belonging to history, he remains history's center and goal. Quoting Book of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Yeah, have your own religion, but you know, whatever it is, just kind of live it privately and let the world be the world and we're going to make history. And a lot of people think it's irrelevant. Religions are irrelevant. And even some Catholics, you can feel like, well, it doesn't need to be center for everybody. And listen to this. He remains history's center and goal. All things were made through him, friends. All things were made for him, including you and including me. Holy Spirit, help us to see the true value of Christ our King and his work of salvation. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.